WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny now and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy by this afternoon, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late in the afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Oh, police suspended a search around 8 o'clock last night for a man armed with a rifle who shot a police officer earlier that afternoon. Sioux City Police Sergeant Mike Manthorn says officers are now following other leads.
Every house we clear, we feel that we have eliminated one possibility. So in that sense, yes, but we're still on an all-out search.
Sioux City Police Officer Chad Sheehan says the shooting happened during a traffic stop.
As the vehicle pulled off into an alley, suspect exited the vehicle and opened fire on the officer before he could actually exit his vehicle.
The suspect then fled on foot. He's identified as 22-year-old Jamal Dean of Sioux City. Dean is 6'1" and weighs about 230 pounds. He was wearing black clothing at the time of the traffic stop. Officer Sheehan said the suspect is armed and dangerous. Dean should be considered armed and dangerous.
Our available resources are out. We have multiple jurisdictions assisting us in this search, including the Sheriff's Department, federal agencies. We will work on this until we can bring him safely in.
Dean is wanted on a Woodbury County for warrants for first-degree robbery, burglary, and theft. Authorities are not releasing the name of the officer who was shot, but Sheehan says the policeman is in stable condition and his injuries are not life-threatening. The shooting happened around 3:15 p.m. Monday. Schools on the west side of Sioux City were locked down as a precaution, but most schools in Sioux City had an early dismissal anyway on Monday. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Officials of the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund announced their recent donation of $1,000 to the Nishnevalley Family YMCA's 2013 Partnership with Youth campaign as Chairman's Roundtable members. It's the fourth year the fund has supported the YMCA here in Atlantic. The fund was named in honor of Atlantic graduate 21-year-old Frederickson, who lost his life during a Council Bluffs apartment fire in 2009. The Mills County Sheriff's Office arrested numerous persons over the past week. In their report issued on Monday, officials said four people were arrested Sunday. They included 21-year-old Kyle Jordan Brown of Council Bluffs and 52-year-old Anthony Blaine Lee of La Vista, Nebraska, whose bonds were set at $1,300 each, and 23-year-old Christine McConaughey of Thurman, who was arrested for public intoxication, and 29-year-old Rodney Allen Schenning of Pacific Junction, who was arrested for harassment in the third degree. Their bonds were set at $300 each. This past Saturday, Mills County deputies arrested 40-year-old Michelle Marie Pardue of Malvern on a warrant for failure to appear on the fifth degree, theft, and interference with official acts charges. Her bond was set at $800. 20-year-old Dylan Lee Anderson of Omaha was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $300. And 23-year-old Tyler Jason Chambers of Glenwood was arrested for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $2,000. And last Friday, four people were arrested in Mills County, including 48-year-old David Bruce Grimm of Glenwood, who was arrested for interference with official acts, littering an open container. Grimm was also wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for theft in the first degree. His bond was set at just under $7,000. 70-year-old Ronald Lewis Grimm of Glenwood was arrested Friday for OWI first offense and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $1,300. 36-year-old Brian Eugene Sheets of Glenwood was arrested Friday in Mills County on a warrant for domestic abuse. Bond there set at $5,000. And 44-year-old Jerry Ann Potter of Crescent was arrested Friday for interference with official acts, as well as on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear. Her bond was set at $300. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports three Shenandoah residents were arrested on drug charges Thursday. 32-year-old Daniel Lee Maddox faces possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension charges. 39-year-old James Raymond McPhail was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. And 44-year-old Christine Renee Perry was charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs, along with possession of a controlled substance. The Cass County Board of Supervisors have a couple of action items on their agenda for their meeting tomorrow morning here in Atlantic. The board is set to act on approving a request for an abatement of taxes collectible for fiscal year 2013-2014 on a parcel used as a church by the Glory Christian Fellowship in Griswold. And they'll hold the third and final public hearing and vote on approving amendments and the language for the Cass County General Assistance Program. In other business, the board will act on approving an agreement with the sheriff's deputies, jailers, and sheriff's office assistants bargaining unit for fiscal years 2014, 15, and 16. They'll also act on the First Amendment to the Cooperative Reimbursement Agreement between Cass County, which is the host, a political subdivision, and the Department of Human Services Bureau of Collections, with regard to the incorporation of a program budget for state fiscal year 2014. The Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Atlantic City Council will act on a couple of resolutions pertaining to the purchase of bonds when they meet tomorrow evening at City Hall. The bonds amount to nearly $9.8 million and are designed to help pay for the city's 2013 capital improvement plan projects and save money by reducing the amount the city pays in interest. The capital improvements project include street and storm sewer work, the acquisition of traffic control devices, along with the equipment for the police and street departments, improvement to City Hall, the Municipal Salt Shed and Senior Center, and making a grant to Iowa Western Community College for building improvements. In other business, the Atlantic City Council tomorrow evening will hear a report from Councilman Sean Schaus and Steve Livengood, representing the Cass County Public Safety Committee. Their report is with regard to the county's exploration of housing for a new communications center. As we had reported last week following the Board of Supervisors meeting, the county would like to know if the city would be interested in considering options for moving any or all of the city's offices to a joint-use facility, assuming a suitable lot or building could be found. The council will also hear a report from John Lund, assistant to City Administrator Doug Harris, with regard to enforcement of the minimum maintenance code. And they're expected to act on the setting of May the 15th as the date for a public hearing on any necessary adjustments and or amendments to the city's fiscal year 2013 budget, as well as a request from the JCs for permission to hold the annual fireworks display on July the 4th at the Atlantic Airport. The event is expected to cost $6,000, with the city paying the costs up front. The JCs will then reimburse the city for the expense after July the 4th. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins tomorrow evening at 5:30 and is normally televised live locally on Channel 18 here in Atlantic. Elsewhere in the news, Republican Governor Terry Branstad seems to be suggesting Republican Congressman Steve King is either not running or should not run for the U.S. Senate.
I really believe that Iowans want somebody that will serve in the Senate that will be an Iowa problem solver, not another congressman. Congress is a mess. We've seen them spend $1 trillion more than they've taken in every year. And so the Democrats have decided, well, we're going to send up another congressman. That's the last thing we need, is another congressman in the United States Senate.
Democratic Senator Tom Harkin announced in January that he would not seek re-election in 2014. Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley started running for the Senate in February, but no Republican has stepped forward. Several in the GOP have said they're considering it, including State Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak and State Ag Secretary Bill Northey.
The contrast of having an Iowa problem solver versus somebody that's had all of their service in Washington, D.C. in the Congress would be a very good thing for Republicans.
Steve King served 6 years in the state Senate before being elected to Congress in 2002. While Branstad told reporters yesterday that King was a very effective state legislator, the governor then doubled down on his anti-congressman speech.
Last thing we need is another congressman in the United States Senate. The Congress is so messed up, they are so unable to make tough decisions, they are so far out of touch with the public in terms of their spending policies, that we just need somebody that's going to come there with fresh ideas, and we've got some of those in Iowa.
Senator Harkin served 10 years as a congressman before he was elected to the Senate in 1984. Republican Chuck Grassley had been a congressman for 6 years before he was elected to the Senate in 1980. Taking a look at world news at this hour, U.S. home prices rose in February compared with a year ago by the most in nearly 7 years as a growing number of buyers bid on a limited supply of homes. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index climbed 9.3% in the 12 months ending in February. That's up from an 8.1% gain in January. Massachusetts voters are deciding today which Republican and Democratic candidates will win their party primaries and go on to run in the state's second special U.S. Senate election in 4 years. Three Republicans and two Democrats are running to fill the seat formerly held by Secretary of State John Kerry. The government says Americans' wages increased at a faster rate from January through March than the previous quarter, but their benefits barely grew. The Labor Department said an index that measures wages and benefits rose 0.3% during the first quarter, and that's the smallest gain in a year. Wages and salaries rose 0.5%, up from the 0.3% gain in the previous quarter. But benefits, which include health insurance and pension contributions, rose just 0.1%. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Irma Jensen, age 93, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Irma Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Lloyd Sheldahl, age 82, of Avoca, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Lloyd Sheldahl will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Irma Bro, age 98, of Exira, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Bro will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home at Exira has the arrangements. Dwayne Kaiser, age 88, of rural Lewis, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne Kaiser will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Hendricks, age 79, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Marion Hendricks will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Bloomquist, age 69, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dale Bloomquist will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. And Marilyn Erickson, age 70, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Erickson are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.